Story. A row has blown up over the management of the Czech Republic's biggest national park and forest. Political leaders in the regions which the park straddles have accused local managers and the Environment Ministry of failing to curb the tree-attacking bark beetle, and they have warned that they are prepared to take drastic measures unless there is a departure from methods allowing the beetle to thrive where forests are allowed to develop naturally. Chris Johnstone reports.
The leaders of the South Bohemian and Pilsen regions this week launched a damming attack on the current management of the Šumava National Park, the Czech Republic's biggest forest and a UNESCO-classified natural site. South Bohemian regional leader Jiří Zimola says the park is facing what he described as a bark beetle pandemic because park authorities have failed to take adequate steps to counter the beetle. Around a fifth of the Šumava forest is now allowed to develop naturally, with trees allowed to rot and the bark beetle allowed to take its part in the process. Mr. Zimola bases his attack on the findings of a group of experts into the state of the forest, which reported back to him and his political counterpart from Pilsen earlier in the summer. Now, Mr. Zimola warns that they will take matters into their own hands and declare a state of emergency for the Šumava forest if the ministry and managers do not take a new course. They claim this would allow them to bring in forestry companies to liquidate trees damaged by the bark beetle, even if park authorities disagree. The Environment Ministry and park managers hit back on Tuesday. Environment Minister Ladislav Miko admitted the bark beetle is a problem, but also stressed that it has its place in parts of the forest set aside for more ecological development.
Certainly, the bark beetle is a problem in Šumava Mountains, as it is a problem in all other parts of the Central Europe and also neighboring countries. Nevertheless, we are pretty sure that in the non-intervention zones, it is a part of natural processes and it should be accepted as such.
Mr. Miko believes part of the uproar over the bark beetle is a reaction to unfamiliar forestry management methods, which do not just see the trees for the wood, but as part of a natural regenerating process. But he also points to commercial pressures.
The people generally in Czech Republic are not used to non-intervention management, so they never saw something like dying forest, and they believe that this is something what is tragical, what is really bad. And it is very hard for them to accept that this is a natural phase of the forest development in protected areas. So it is a kind of, they are not used to this situation. The second is, of course, that many foresters still see forest as a source of the very important material, which is a timber, and they are not very happy to see that it remains for destruction for the natural processes.
The ministry and park authority say that while estimated bark beetle damage this year is high, it is far from the worst year, with much worse infestation, for example, in 1996 and 1997. They point out that trees are growing back successfully in the areas of natural development, with the added bonus that these are not just stands of commercially planted pines.
Thanks to Chris Johnstone for that report.